Sunday, 26th April, Tunele to Absa semi-finals, Palevi. The stakes are higher. The tension is evident. Our Yellow, the Power Dynamos, will take on the Airmen, Red Arrows. And Zesco, Zegamambu, battles our Red Bankana FC in a heated bid to win at the Levi Wanawasa Stadium. Who will make it to the final showdown? Catch the games at 12:30 and 50 hours to see who will make it to the final. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket. VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, Absa. The headlines: Immigration Department cracks down on undocumented foreigners. Government insists constitutional amendments key to addressing inequality. And in global news, the Pope wishes worshippers happy Easter after serious illness. Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 109 undocumented foreign nationals for immigration-related offences during clean-up operations conducted in Vubui, Lusaka and Chipata between 18th and 19th April 2025. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says 46 were detained in Vubui as prohibited immigrants, while 44 individuals were arrested in Lusaka yesterday for operating grocery shops without valid permits and are now awaiting screening for possible prosecution. In Chipata, Mr. Nshinka says 19 suspects were taken into custody after a two-day operation, among them 11 Malawian nationals prosecuted for unlawful entry and engaging in business without their requisite permits, and two Zambian nationals charged with aiding and harboring the undocumented workers. Mr. Nshinka further explains that in a separate incident in Lusaka, seven Burundian nationals were detained on 18 April 2025 on suspicion of migrant smuggling. He says the immigrants were intercepted at a 13-mile checkpoint aboard a public service bus from Nakonde after inconsistencies emerged during identity checks and preliminary inquiries suggest possible facilitation by one individual with prior entry records.
The Department of Immigration, during routine cleanup operations conducted on 18th and 19th April 2025, apprehended 109 persons of various nationalities in Vubui, Lusaka, and Chipata for immigration-related offences. In Vubui, 46 suspected prohibited immigrants of different nationalities were apprehended on 19th April 2025 during a cleanup operation conducted by the Sindamisali Immigration Office. Screening of the suspects is underway. Further, in Lusaka, 44 individuals were apprehended on 19th April 2025, comprising 41 Burundians, 2 Congolese and 1 Tanzanian. They were nabbed in Misisi, Kanyama, Matero, Chawama and Kamwala after they were found selling in grocery shops without valid immigration permits.
Justice Minister Princess Kasune has insisted that constitutional amendments are critical to achieve tangible progress in addressing all levels of inequality. In an interview, Ms. Kasune highlights the lack of accessibility at the National Assembly for persons with disabilities, women and youth as a stark example of the infrastructure gaps the reforms aim to remedy. She has pointed out that the current design of parliamentary facilities fails to accommodate individuals with mobility challenges, emphasizing the urgent need for legal provisions that mandate universally accessible public spaces. The Justice Minister argues that updating the Constitution would compel planners and legislators to ensure ramps, elevators and other necessary features are in place, challenging opponents of the amendments on whether their resistance to these reforms amounts to opposing national development.
If we got whatever ratio for the people with disabilities, they are our people, they are part of us, and that should also begin to change even how we plan for the buildings. Are they accessible to people with disabilities? It's just even beyond. But when you see them in parliament, first of all, you're going to be forced to make it more more accessible. Parliament is a public space. Today, if you come to Parliament, a person with disability, you really have to be creative for them to go in the chamber. These are conversations that are progressive. No one dreams to be disabled, but disability can come to all of us at any time. And they need to be given a push, a ladder. And you know what it is about affirmative action? Because it is done for whichever group is marginalized. Currently, in our time, it is women, youth, and people with disability.
Zambia has taken a workplace safety on the continent following the appointment of Helen Mwamba as president of the Africa Safety Awards for Excellence, AFRISAF. Ms. Mwamba, who is the Managing Director of Safety Management and Training Services Zambia, SMTS, will serve a two-year term, positioning the country as the forefront, at the forefront of occupational health and safety advocacy across Africa. According to SMTS Zambia, Head of PR and Marketing Judith Mwape, the appointment is a key step in strengthening Zambia's influence in shaping safety policies, enhancing workplace standards, and attracting international investment in safety initiatives. Ms. Mwape says with representatives in over 30 countries and a reach of more than 500 million people, AFRISAF is the continent's most prominent platform for recognizing excellence in health, safety, security, and environmental practices. She is hopeful that Mwamba will improve the advocacy for safer work environments, environmental sustainability, and protection of the workplace.
Our assumption of the AFRISAF presidency is not just symbolic. It is a national endorsement of the progress we have made in occupational health and safety, and a platform to influence policy, shape safety cultures, and attract investment into safety initiatives. It also affirms Zambia's place as a leader in safety excellence and provides the opportunity to showcase to Africa and the world that Zambia is a forward-thinking and people-centered nation.
Government has approved commencement of road tolling at Abraham Zayoni Mokola Toget on Masanga Now Fisenge Luanshe Road following completion of construction works on the road. National Road Fund Agency NRFA Public Relations Manager Alphonsus Hamajila says the toll gate will be run by Macro Ocean Investment Consortium, the concessionaire upgrading Lusaka Ndola Road to a dual carriageway. Mr. Hamajila says the government has also approved a slight adjustment of tolls at the neighboring Michael Chilufya-Sata toll gate between Ndola and Kitwe in order to make the tolls at Michael Chilufya-Sata toll gate competitive.
With the completion of construction works on the Masangano Fisenge Wansha Road, government has approved commencement of road tolling at Abraham Zion Mokora Toget after issuing a statutory instrument number 13 of 2025. This toget would be run by Macro Ocean Investment Consortium and not by the National Road Fund Agency. This is the concessionaire that has been engaged to upgrade the Ndola Lusaka Road to a dual carriageway, and using the same statutory instrument, government has approved a slight adjustment of the toll tariff structure at Michael Chilufya-Sata toll gate. As you know, this is the toll gate which is neighboring the Abraham Zion Mokora toll gate on the Copper Belt.
Meanwhile, motorists have welcomed the construction of the Masangano Fisenge Luanshe Road and the ongoing upgrading of the Lusaka Ndola dual carriageway.
We are really struggling even to take our inputs to town. We really struggle. Now with this initiative, which the President HH has brought in our area, it means a lot. And it's not only us who are going to benefit, even in other parts of the world, they will also benefit because it will be easy from, say, when you're coming from every Lusaka, you're going to Kitwe, it's a shortcut.
Being a person that is in business, that was costing businesses loss of goods, and at times, you'd find the lead time for you to deliver goods was being delayed.
Gwembe Town Council has unveiled plans to invest in fish cages as a measure to enhance revenue collection in the district by utilizing local water resources for improved food security and economic growth. Council Secretary Habwacha Hajongo says the district's abandoned lakes and rivers are underutilized assets that can generate both income and nutritional benefits. Mr. Hayongo says by introducing fish cage farming, the council aims to create new streams of revenue while addressing